Hi everyone, welcome to the new cycle. We are starting Sacred Bereishit again. Just like any other times, if you want to sponsor a class with sheer enjoyment, if you want it to be for Rafua, for Yeshua, for whatever it is, for Leah Neshama, please get in touch with sheer enjoyment. So many wonderful speakers and could really bring a tremendous Aliyah. I know these are tough times right now and we're going to try to stay focused and give a message for the parsha, but also connected to this time period, hopefully a little bit. So I'm doing something totally different. If you've been following me over the year, last year I focused on the connection between the Haftorah and the Torah portion. It was called What's the Connection? This year I have taken on a new challenge, and it's called Lasting Impressions. So often, so many times, we talk about the first impression that someone makes on us, but also what's important is the last impression. And I find quite often when people give Divrei Torah, they go straight to the first Aliyah, the first Pasuk, first few verses, and they give a Divrei Torah based off of that. And it's very rare that you find that people focus on the last Aliyah of the Torah portion. Not only the last Aliyah, but the last Pasuk of a Torah portion. And so I'm challenging myself that either to give a Dvar Torah on the last Pasuk, find a connection for our lives, or from the last Aliyah. So when we're looking at Parshas Bereishit, the lasting impression we have, it says, V'noach matza chen b'nei Hashem. And Noach found favor in the eyes of Hashem. That's the last Pasuk of Sefer Bereishit. The build-up right before that is that the people have become corrupt. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's so upset that people are so corrupt that he wants to destroy the people. And so the last Pasuk says that Noach, which also represents Menucha, calmness, finds favor in the eyes of Hashem, that something about Noach or the way of Noach or what Noach represents definitely finds favor in Hashem. And also, what we find in this last Aliyah is a secret or a fact that most people know the fact, but they don't know where the fact is based off of. We always say, Admei of the Esrim, so we should live until 120. And a lot of times if you ask people, where does Admei of the Esrim come from? People always tell you, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, he lived until 120, and that's why we all have 120 years. But that's not the case. 120 comes from Noah himself. So in the last Aliyah it says, Vayom Hashem lo yadun ruchib adam lolam b'shagam hu basar v'hayu yamav me'avestrim shana. Hashem says, let my spirit not quarrel forever concerning man, because he is also flesh, and his days shall be 120 years. Basically, the message is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us 120 years to grow, to do teshuva, to become the best version of ourselves. That's why when Noach in the next Torah portion builds the Teva, it takes him 120 years to build the Teva, because that is the length of time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives somebody, 120 years, to improve and to become the best version of themselves. So what an important message, that every single day of our lives is meant to gear us and to push us towards improving ourselves. It's not the first stages of our lives. It's not the middle. It's not the last. But rather, each one of those years, each one of those days is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for us to look at our surroundings and to be a Noach and to be a Nechama, to be something that's calming for the world. You know, quite often we hear the phrase now, a light onto the nation. There's so much darkness that we've witnessed in this past week that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hoping that we represent that light, that we represent that calmness, that we represent the goodness that is in the world. And that's really the hope of Noah. Noah, when he was born, he was seen as somebody that brought goodness, calmness to the world. That's why his parents actually named him Noah. As it says in the last Aliyah, Vayikra at Shmo Noach, Lemor Ze Yenachamenu ממעשינו ובעיצבון ידינו מן האדמה אשר ארדה השם. And he named him Noah because this one will give us rest from our work and from the toil of our hands and the ground which Hashem cursed. And he's going to stop the cursing. He's going to represent, he's going to give a reset. And that's basically what we need right now. We definitely need a reset of some sort, and we need our Noah. We need to have that Menucha. And I hope we all get it very soon, and that it doesn't take us all the days of our lives to figure that out. So I'm wishing everybody a Shabbat Shalom, Parshat Bereshit, and that this lasting impression, this last Pasuk, really gives us what to think about. The Noach Matzachin, the Inav Hashem, may we all be Matzachin Hashem. Have a great Shabbat.